Loving this music right now. Oh, that's taking me back. That's enough of that, though. Good afternoon. Today is November 19th, 2018. And this is your girl, Just Yvonne, with just another episode of the Real OLL Show. That's right, y'all, the Out Loud Lover. And as y'all know, I do it all in the name of love. I just want to mention that I won't be before you all too long. I will make it brief or whatever, but I felt obligated to come to you all and grace you all with the sound of my voice or whatever. You know what I mean? It's actually a, to me, I'll say mandatory, you know what I'm saying? Mandatory thing where I definitely, you know, I speak with my audience and my listeners, you know, daily, at least Monday through Friday, you know, and I... pretty much, I just try to sing it around like the afternoons or whatever because I'm a much better person in the afternoons, etc. You know, but anyway, like I said, I just wanted to come before you all briefly and just share, you know, the little thought or whatever that's on my mind or whatever. So, anyway, I wanted to read today. I want to talk about how we all can respond out of anger and other raw emotions in such a manner. And then later, well, some of us, I can say, are feeling guilty and remorseful, not sure of how to come back from that, lashing out, you know, snapping, etc. You know, the only thing that I can say is true love does conquer many things, mainly hurt and malice, you know. I continue to read. Yesterday, my domestic partner... And I'm so glad that they came up with that term for like relationship status, etc. You know, but I won't go into that right now. Anyway, I had to snap on my DP. Well, I didn't have to, but I did. He ended up going into the other room. And the way that he closed the door, I knew that I had hurt his feelings. I went on my way about my business, but I couldn't stop thinking about how I hurt the feelings of the one that I love or I'm supposed to love. So needless to say that the guilt ate away at me. So I kept picturing how I would go to him and apologize. I must say that God has a way of working things out. And just when I was about to go and plead my case, etc., you know, my DP stepped out of the room and held his arms out to me, asking me if I was okay now. That was so sweet. I smiled. I laughed a little. I hugged him, and then I apologized, of course. Things were back on track. Needless to say, I knew that I was a bit harsh with my expression when I snapped out, but I'm glad that I realized that, and that God, of course, and my partner knew that my love was stronger than my lashing, which made it easier for me to apologize. But first of all, in order to, you know, make things right, I want to say whatever, you have to want to, you know, and that is apologize for your wrong. And that's the end of my read. But anyway, you know, like I said, we have to want to apologize or whatever. And you know what's going to make us actually want that and desire that is if the love is really true, you know, if the love is really there. You know, sometimes we can hold grudges for hours, for days, for weeks, for months, for years, you know what I mean? But it's like if you really love that person, whether it be your partner, whether it be a family member, you know, sister, brother, aunt, uncle, mother, father, whatever, you know what I mean? If you really do love that person, eventually you will, you know, muster up the courage or whatever to come to them and apologize or whatever. So, you know, it's hard, you know what I mean? Dealing with, you know, all the emotions that we do, you know, first about, you know, we don't want to be, you know what I mean, perceived as being weak. I'm sorry. We don't want to be perceived as being weak. We don't want to be walked on. We don't want to be taken advantage of. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, oh, well, they did this and that to me or whatever. So, you know, until they apologize, apologize then, you know what I'm saying? So it's like us being stubborn can actually cause us to miss our blessings, you know, a lot. But, you know, it's like, you know, if we are the bigger person or whatever, which, you know, of course, I've heard a lot and I've even, you know, experienced, you know what I'm saying? When you're the bigger person or whatever, you know, you can, you know, bring yourself to, you know, apologizing, forgiving, however, whatever, or they say walk away or whatever, just be the bigger person altogether. So anyway, and you feel your blessings, you know, coming back, you know, piling back up on you or whatever, you feel much better or whatever, because it's like, you know I was wrong. Admit, I was wrong. I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have did that that way. You know what I mean? You're being a bigger person or whatever. So, you know, it just is what it is. That's what it is. But anyway, I'm kind of getting tangled up in my words. But anyway, you all, let's not hold grudges. Let's not be so unforgiving to the, you know, to where that it messes up or blocks our own blessings. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, I can't really find no good example right now. But I guess, you know what I'm saying, humble yourselves or whatever. And you do. You feel a whole lot better or whatever, just knowing that, okay, I did this. I was the bigger person. I apologize, you know what I mean? Even though it's like, you know, usually I wouldn't apologize because, you know what I mean, I don't want to be looked at like a wimp or this and that, you know. And I'm going to say this. I believe strongly that is one of the biggest problems with our president, you know what I mean? He doesn't want to take the I don't know if I would be saying it right, the high road or the low road. High road meaning that, okay, you're the bigger person, you know what I mean? Low road meaning that, okay, you have humbled yourself. You have laid down that, you know what I'm saying, that nasty attitude, that bickering, and, you know what I'm saying, stop being a bully or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You have laid it down or whatever. And it's like, okay, well, I'm going to humble myself and I'm going to just, you know what I'm saying, just, you know, accept it for what it is and just say, okay. Okay, let time will tell whatever, everything, you know what I mean? That's by experience, and that's just the truth, you know what I mean? But anyway, thank you, God. But anyway, it's like we have to just, you know what I mean, stop warring, stop putting up that wall of defense all the time, you know what I mean? Stop thinking that, okay, well, I'm not going to, you know, humble myself. I'm not going to do this. No, we got to get out of that type of thinking. You know what I mean? So many more blessings come to us when we do say, okay, you know how the Bible says, you know, how Jesus is the Lamb. Now, I know that everyone is not believers of the same exact thing as far as religion goes, etc. You know what I mean? But just take it as to, you know what I mean, what it does say. And it's like, even if you exclude religion, because it's in the same world of a Rasta, it's in the same world of being a Buddhist, I'm sorry. It's in the same world of anything. It's called peace. You want peace. You want understanding. You don't want to be, you know, tossing and turning all night because of something that you said wrong or out of the way or whatever. You know what I mean? So, yeah, we have to, you know what I mean, bring ourselves down a notch and just say, you know what? It is what it is. I apologize. And, you know, hey, you know, and I'm telling you, like I said, from experience, I feel so much better when I do that. Now, I'm not going to say that I'm just, oh, Miss Perfect, Miss Goody Goody, you know, because sometimes, like I say, I can be angry for hours, for days, for weeks or whatever, you know what I mean? But, you know, when you want things to be better, you know what I'm saying, I want to change, I want to be better, so therefore I take that into consideration and say, you know what, okay, well, I'm gonna do things differently and I'm gonna humble myself and I'm gonna calm down and I'm gonna keep that peace. So I'm trying to tell y'all, you know what I'm saying, it definitely works, you know. And I don't really have very much that I wanted to share today. Well, I didn't really prepare very much because, like I said, I have to make it brief because I have a few things that I need to do. But, like I said, I'm obligated. I feel obligated to come to you all with something. You know what I mean? It may not be exactly what you like or what you want to hear, what you expected or whatever, but it's something. You know what I mean? So I hope that I'm not like displeasing my audience and my listeners or whatever, because I didn't get into the nitty gritty and talk about very much or whatever. But that's what was on my heart. That's what I was thinking. And that's what, you know what I mean? Like I said, I want to talk about. I plan to visit New York soon before the year's out or whatever, and I do plan to actually, you know, speak with a lot of different people, whatever, because like I said, this love thing is really getting the best of me, you know what I mean? And I am not mad at all. I love it, you know, and I'm gearing or I'm targeting couples, you know what I'm saying? Lovers of the community, lovers of what they do, you know, in their career or on their job, however, whatever, you know what I mean? It's all about love right now. And again, like I said, we are not perfect by no means, you know what I mean? But love is out there, and it is just so much of it, you know what I'm saying? It's like the world is crazy and so full of hatred as it is, you know what I mean? What is it gonna hurt to love, you know what I mean? So again, I am the OLL by choice. I am the OLL by title. I am the OLL by, you know, by all means, and I'm not guilty about it, and I'm not ashamed of it. I am the out loud lover, and I love this, and I want to come to you if that is possible one day. So before I get out of here, like I said, I wanted to say that I do it all in the name of love, no matter if it's, you know, my artistry, my craft, you know what I'm saying, whether, you know, I'm, you know, singing, rapping, doing poetry, whatever it is, or whatever, or even if I'm, I know this may sound crazy, but even if I'm checking or snapping or giving food for thought or whatever, it's all in the name of love, y'all. So don't judge me, and I'm not going to judge you. But anyway, I just want to say that, and I'm going to get out of here. My listeners, please give me a 1-star, 2-star, 3-star, 4-star, 5-star, 10 stars if it's possible. We already know how that goes. But anyway, give me some feedback. Give me some hands. That's applause or whatever. If you like what you hear, support me. However, you know, donate $1, $2, $3, whatever. Whatever it is, I'm grateful of that. You know what I mean? And by you all showing that support or whatever, that, you know what I mean, influences me, you know, to come with more, you know what I mean, to come forward, bringing you all more and more and more, which I promise it only gets greater later, because like I said, today I'm kind of rushing, but when I'm able to sit down and put my mind to, you know what I mean, into focus or whatever, I have, you know, some other things or whatever that I would definitely like to talk to you all about. And definitely I enjoy all, you know, a lot of the other shows, you know what I mean, to throw out names, you know, that's kind of hard for me because, you know, I don't have, you know what I mean, things, I don't remember a lot of things off top, but if I can, I can say Aunt Capone, I can say Cyber Shots, I can say Freestyle Real Style, oh my God, Black Girl Experience, it's just so many, Action 25 Action, I can't remember exactly, but anyway, I am so Angie Ray, I am so inspired by a lot of people, and like I said, I know previously I was on here and I got a whole lot of love, and that's another thing that influenced me to come back to share and show so much love to so many people that are here on Anchor, who are here on these airwaves or whatever, you know what I'm saying, even those out there in Spotify, out there in iTunes, out there in Apple, out there in Amazon, people all over the world, you know what I mean, I just want to reach out. And no, I don't have to know you personally. However, you know what I'm saying? The energy is there. And all we have to do is reach out and grab it. We have to stay positive. We have to do what we have to do. Mainly focus on, you know what I mean, bettering ourselves and just on our own business. You know what I mean? Don't judge other people. You know what I'm saying? Just do it. Oh, I got something that I want to bring to your attention. I was just on Instagram. And I was... I seen a post about Snoop. Snoop Dogg is actually getting his star on the Walk of Fame, I guess, you know, on Hollywood, like a Hollywood Square or whatever, you know. And I'm like, you know, but honestly, personally, I think that he should have been gotten that, you know what I mean? Because the man has accomplished so much, you know what I mean? Even, you know, like I said, going to another country and converting himself, you know what I'm saying? Rather that be, you know, if you want to say religiously, however, you know what I mean? But I felt the authenticity. Authenticity, I can't say the word, but I felt that, you understand, and it's like, I see it, and it's like, you know, I can't say anything, but hands down, brother, I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it, and it's like, it's just something about being surrounded by, you know what I'm saying, authentic love, you know what I mean, it's just something about, it makes you want to change, it makes you want to be a different person, it all together, you have a different vocabulary, it's just a whole lot of things just different, you know what I mean, and that's not to say, okay, we are not perfect overnight, no, we're not, because, hey, it is what it is. We are human, you know. But it's like, I can see that in him. The brother is always so humble. The brother is always smiling, laughing, you know what I'm saying? And I know that that can also be the marijuana or the marijuana, however you want to say it. But anyway, hey, to each his own, you know what I'm saying? That's all good. But of course, I'm reading through the comments, there's negativity, you know what I'm saying? And of course, it's going to always be out there, you know what I mean? Everyone is not on the same level. Everyone is not on the same vibe. Everyone is not, you know what I'm saying, practicing and preaching the same thing. They're not. They're just not, and they never will be. However, I am so proud of you, Brother Snoop Dogg. Do your thing or whatever, and I'm loving it, you know what I mean? Like I said, have them to put some legs on that star to mimic you crip walking and put a blue bandana on it and tell the rest of the world, the negative world, to kiss your ass. You know what I mean? Because you earned that. You have earned that, you know. Snoop Dogg, Snoop Lion, whatever. People want to make fun, whatever. It is what it is. But you're always going to have some haters in the midst, whatever. But how you combat that hate, you bring love and you continue to bring it. And I love it. And I thank you, Snoop Dogg, because that's influencing me to continue to continue positively on my own route. I do appreciate everyone listening. So again, drop me the stars. Give me some feedback. Give me some support. Do what you do or whatever. I love you all. And again, this is Just Yvonne with the OLL Show. Excuse me, the real OLL Show, the Out Loud Lover. And I will be back to you all tomorrow if it's God's plan and bringing you more. So with that being said, I love you. I love you. I love you. And have a blessed day. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.